business. Obviously, happy with the results.
Well, what I'm really happy with is our rebounding has made a lot of improvements since the opening weekend. Those first three, four games, I think we were giving up 16, 17 offensive rebounds a lot of times. And now in the last few weeks, in particular, we've been outright rebounding teams by almost double digits. So that's come a long ways. And our defense has gotten better. We held Tabor to 53 points. We held Sterling, who's 14-1 and number 10 in the country, held them under the 60-point mark for the majority of the ball game. And held their shooting percentage down. So I think we're making steps in the right direction. We still got to shoot the ball a little bit better. Thought we had great inside play for the weekend, but, you know, it's that balance between the inside and the outside game, and some nights we've been very good on the outside and some nights we haven't.
We had a couple of girls that maybe a struggle at times during the season really step up down in Kansas. Number one, Raylene Bushall had 22 points, had a couple of steals, and also was 8 of 9 from the field in the ball game against Sterling, and that's a great performance for her.
Well, it is. We've been going a little bit more with our double post sets, and Raylene really did a great job in that ball game. We had Laurel, who had 17 the day before and was the leading scorer for us, and that really takes a lot of pressure off of Alicia, because when those double teams come, and she's been doing a great job of passing out of it, we've been getting a good look 2 foot from the front of the rim, and like I said, now if we can just hit that three-pointer consistently to really keep that defense off balance, then we've got a good shot at making a nice run in this last month of play.
Is that a set we'll see more of now?
You know, it's been improving. It's always hard to say, because the key with that one is we're not very fast in that defense. It's a good rebounding defense, or it's a good rebounding set for us. It's a good defensive set for us. It can be a good offensive set, but if we're not scoring, then people are running out on us, and they're going to get us in transition. So the answer to that is, if we score a lot, then it's a really good set for us. If it isn't, then we have to go to more of a speed lineup.
You mentioned time to make a run here in the conference. We have 7 conference games in the month of January alone. So is this kind of like a do or die month for us?
Well, I think if you look at the reality of it, we're going to get 4 teams into the national tournament. That 5th team gets to be very, very questionable whether you can or can't. As far as ourselves, we have a number of losses, and we've got, while most of them are against top 20 opponents, we do have a couple of losses against teams that aren't ranked in the top 20 that hurt you. Concordia, when they had all of their injuries and so forth, they accumulated a lot of losses. And so that 5th spot gets to be a challenge. So it's important that we go on a good run, we finish very strong, that we attract the attention of the voters again, and see if we can get ourselves in the top 20.
Is the run the focus right now to at least grab one of the top 4 seeds for the conference tournament?
Well, I think you're looking at a team that we're very young, we need to continue to improve, and we've been making steps in that direction. But the bottom line is this is Hastings College, and the national tournament is really the minimum bar, and so we have some work to do to reach the minimum level of acceptance for our program.
Okay, it's Doan in here tonight as we try to get this run started. We'll come back and talk about the Tigers on our pregame show continues after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization. Like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for women's college basketball to start things off tonight. The Doan College Tigers in town out of Crete. The record sitting at 4-10 on the season. They are 2-3 in the conference. But, Coach, anytime Doan and Hastings get together, we know we're in for a whale of a ball game tonight.
Yeah, if you look at the history, even just in the 3 years that I've been here, the team 2 years ago that went to the national championship game, we went down and got beat down at Doan. And I think we play each other very well. It's kind of like the Concordia game. Everybody will play very well. Everybody will play very hard. This is an athletic team. This is a quick team. This is a very intense team. What they just haven't been able to do is shoot consistently. So we'll see a team that will get after us. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
I guess offensively, they're two leading scorers, the Braithwaite girl and also the Ortmeier girl, averaging 13 and 11 points per ball game, respectively. Talk about those two girls.
Well, you've got an inside and an outside combination. That always makes a team dangerous when they have both. So we've got to do a good job of defending those two. We're going to have to do a little help off the other ones and make sure it doesn't hurt us. You'll probably see us in the zone. We did a lot of zone this weekend, and I think we're finally moving in the right direction with that defense in particular. So it starts with those two players. We've got to contain them and try and keep them under their scoring average. Alicia's going to have to do a job on one of them, and Brittany on the other one, and then make sure the other people get their 6 points or less. The average.
Coach, talk about your ball club. Where do we have to make our strides now? You talked about making a run. How do we where's the strides got to be?
Well, the next big step is in the offense. We've got to become a consistent shooting team, and that's the responsibility of our perimeter people. They've had some great ball games. If you go back to the Davenport game and the Iowa Wesleyan game, they did a great job of shooting the ball out on the perimeter in those games. Then we've had some ball games where we'll be shooting 12% for the entire game from the three-point line. We'll be 0-for-7 for a half. And that's what's really got to make the biggest steps is I see our post game improving and really becoming a very solid force, but our perimeter people have to be able to hit that open shot when it comes to them on a regular basis.
Still feel good about this basketball team?
Well, again, we're making a lot of strides forward, and the question is it going to be fast enough? Is it going to allow us to do to reach the levels that we deem acceptable, again, being a Hastings College basketball program? So I'll be able to tell you a little bit more in 3 weeks after we finish the stretch of six conference games against some very important teams in this run. Mount Marty is a team that's going to finish in that 4-6 category. You've got Briar Cliff we've got coming up in a week, and so there's some big ball games for us coming up.
Okay, good luck today.
Thank you.
That is Jeff Dittman, the head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. We've got the starting lineups, play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Doan tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco Basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHS. The Doan College Tigers in town to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader here tonight with a women's game up first. The Tigers, under head coach Tracy Fairbanks, now in her 12th season there at Doan, have a record of 4 wins and 10 losses on the season. They are 2-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan coming off of a holiday road trip to St. George, Utah, where they split a couple of ball games, losing to William Penn University 83-59 and beating the College of St. Mary's by the score of 95-65. Doan so far in the conference has lost to number one ranked Northwestern 87-60. They have beaten Concordia 87-72. They have lost to Briar Cliff 79-69. They have lost to Mount Marty 83-43. And they have beaten Nebraska Wesleyan 63-56. The Tigers, a team coming in, are averaging 63 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 72 on the defensive end. And they're being led right now by Cheryl Braithwaite. She is averaging 13.6 points per ball game. Hastings College coming in under head coach Jeff Dittman. The record now at 9 wins and 8 losses on the season. The Broncos are 2-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. But as we mentioned during the pregame show, really a do-or-die month, I think, for the Broncos. There are 7 conference games in the month of January alone. So if the Broncos are going to make a run and possibly get back to the national tournament, I think we have to have a very successful January. And it all starts off with a ball game here tonight against the Tigers. Hastings coming off of a couple of wins down at the Tabor Classic during the holidays. They beat the host team, Tabor, 65-53. And then on January 1st, they beat a team that was ranked number 10 in the country. That was Sterling College out of Kansas. Beat them by a score of 74-67. Also, since our last conference game right before Christmas, Hastings played the College of the Ozarks, the ball game they led throughout much of the ball game, and then finally lost it at the end. Lost to the College of the Ozarks by the score of 68-65. So it's Hastings College 9-8 in the season, 2-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, getting set to take on the Tigers of Doan tonight, 4-10. They're 2-3 in the conference. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as we continue in 1 minute.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The women's game up first. The guys will follow at about 8 o'clock tonight. One of several games going on in the conference tonight. In fact, everything is a twin bill as Nebraska Wesleyan is playing in Fremont tonight against Midland University. Morningside is playing in Sioux Center, Iowa against the Dort Defenders. Sioux Falls has a home game tonight as they're taking on the Lancers out of Mount Marty. Dakota Wesleyan on the road playing at Northwestern and the Tigers of Doan in this ball game against Hastings College. On the women's side of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Northwestern is the only remaining undefeated team over here. We're at 6-0 Northwestern. They're 15-1 overall. Morningside and Sioux Falls each with one conference loss thus far. Morningside is at 5-1. Sioux Falls is at 4-1. Briar Cliff is in there at 4-2. Mount Marty is at 3-2. Then you got some also-rans right now, 2-3 Doan, 2-4 Concordia, 2-4 Hastings. Dort is in there at 1-3. Nebraska Wesleyan also at 1-3. Midland is at 1-4, and Dakota Wesleyan at 1-5 as action gets underway here tonight. Your starting lines for Doan here tonight, Brittany Lords will get a start, a 5'3" and senior out of Alliance, Nebraska, averaging 6 points and 3.9 rebounds per game. Ashley Daly is the 5'7" junior out of Holdridge. Daly averaging 4 points and 1 rebound per game. Cheryl Braithwaite is a 5'5" junior from Arapahoe, Nebraska. She is the 10th leading scorer in the conference right now, averaging 13.6 points per ball game, 2.5 rebounds per game. Savannah Lohmeyer is a 5'8" sophomore out of Milford, Nebraska, averaging 3 points and 4.4 rebounds per game. And Nicole Starnes is a 5'11" sophomore out of Ashland, averaging 3 points and 3.9 rebounds per ball game. For Hastings College, Sophia McDermott, 5'3" junior from Aberdeen, South Dakota. McDermott averaging 10.8 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Brittany Wong is a 5'3" sophomore out of Carmichael, California. Wong is averaging 6 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. Frankie Peterson is a 5'9" freshman out of Cambridge. Frankie averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds per game. Courtney Spahn, a 5'9" junior out of Mesquite, Nevada. Spahn is averaging 12 points and 5.3 rebounds per game. And then Alicia Stadler, the 6'1" junior out of St. Labore. Stadler averaging 18 points and 10 rebounds per ball game. So Hastings College, a team that is averaging 71 points per ball game on offense, that is seventh in the conference. They're giving up 74 on defense, which is next to the last in the conference.
in 11th. Doan is averaging 63.4 points per ball game on offense. That is 11th in the conference, and they're giving up 72 points per ball game on defense. That is 10th in the conference. Hastings College controls the opening tip. Broncos will shoot to our basket to our left. Hastings in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Doan is in their black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the orange. Here's a shot from the top of the key by Spahn. It's going to be no good. Frankie Peterson with the rebound. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds. So Spahn misses the first one. Broncos right there on the offensive glass, but Frankie Peterson loses the ball out of bounds. And Doan will come back the other way. Hastings will start off in a man-to-man defense. Expect to see maybe a little zone out of the Broncos here tonight. There's Braithwaite behind his screen. Dumps it off in the lane. It's going to be deflected. Picked up by Lors from the free throw line. Shot is off of the right side. No good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up by Wong. Wong has got it now for Hastings College. Gets it down to Sophia McDermott. Hustles into the forecourt. Right-handed dribble. Stops her at the top of the key. Her feet is off of the leg of Courtney Spahn. Goes out of bounds and the Broncos turn it over. Hastings averaging 20 turnovers per ball game this season. They force 16 on the other end. Turnover margin is 11th in the conference. No score. Hastings and Doan just underway tonight. Women's college basketball in 1230 KHIS. Here's a Braithwaite with the ball. Dribbles down the lane. Her scoop shot is up there over Peterson. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around and is picked up by Alicia Stadler for Hastings College. Stadler gets the ball away down to Sophia McDermott. McDermott dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Gets away to Spahn, now to Peterson, inside to Stadler. Shot is up there, no good. Alicia gets her own rebound, goes back up and misses that shot. Two bunny shots by Alicia Stadler are missed. And the rebound, Nicole Starnes for the Doan College Tigers. Still, scoreless in the ballgame, 18 and a half minutes to play here in the first half. There's a Lohmeyer with the ball on the wing, working against Courtney Spahn. Dribbles down the lane. Here's a bounce pass down on the baseline to Starnes. Her shot is up there, no good. Foul shot, no good by Starnes. And the rebound comes down to Courtney Spahn of Hastings College. Courtney runs her back the other way for the Broncos. We're about 2 minutes into the ballgame. Nobody has scored yet. Courtney right in front of the free throw line is knocked off balance, and a traveling violation is called on Courtney Spahn. So kind of a rugged start here tonight. Two turnovers already on Hastings College in the ballgame. 18-15 remaining in the first half. No score between the Broncos and the Tigers here tonight. Here's Brittany Lohrs with the ball. Moves it over in the wing on the left side. That's Lohmeyer. Dribbles behind the screen. Lohmeyer comes over here down in the corner on the right side to Daly. Her shot is up and in. Ashley Daly hits a three ball from deep in the right corner. The Tigers have the lead by the score of 3-0. McDermott out racing the defense. Her layup is no good. And the rebound comes down to the Tigers. Starnes has got the rebound there for Doan. Gets it off to Braithwaite. Hustles into the offensive zone. Braithwaite moves it out here to a Lohmeyer out in three-point territory. Works against Courtney Spahn as Hastings stays with a man-to-man defense. Here's Braithwaite. Braithwaite open out here in three-point territory, but passes up the shot. Goes to Starnes. Now to Braithwaite. Her shot is no good. Ball tapped out is picked up by McDermott of Hastings. Sophia McDermott comes back the other way for Hastings College. Bounce pass goes inside. They get it to Stadler. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but a traveling violation and calling Alicia Stadler. That is three turnovers on Hastings College already here in the ballgame. 17-22 to play in the first half. It's 3-0. The Tigers have the lead. Doan will play things in here in backcourt. Ashley Daly, the product out of Holdridge, will get it in for Doan. Gets it in the hands now of Lohmeyer as she comes into the forecourt. Bounce pass comes over here to Braithwaite. Braithwaite now to the top of the key. They get it to Upanice, who's into the ballgame. Madra Upanice. She's got it now on the high post. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Puts up a shot over Stadler and hits it. Madra Upanice scoring there. It's now a 5-0 ball game in favor of the Tigers. And now we got a traveling violation again on Hastings. The fourth turnover on Hastings College. End of the ball game now for the Broncos is Cammy Bruckman. She's going to come in for Courtney Spahn. End of the ball game is Quincy King. She's going to come in now for Sophia McDermott. And Laura Zwiener is going to come in. And she's going to replace, looks like, Frankie Peterson. So it's 5-0. Doan has got the lead. Hastings with four turnovers already. 16:50 to play here in the first half. Here's a King with the ball. Gets it to Cammy Bruckman. Fakes the three. Dribbles into the lane. Now kicks it back out here to Wong. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Quincy King of Hastings. Quincy dribbles back out here into three-point territory to Cammy Bruckman, the product out of Silver Lake. Bruckman out here in three-point territory. Hands it away to a Brittany Wong. Wong moves it back to a Cammy Bruckman at the top of the key. Feeds it inside. It's over the head of Quincy King, and the ball is brought out of there by Brittany Lohrs. The fifth turnover on Hastings College here in the ball game. Here's a Lohmeyer with the ball, takes it down low. A shot by Braithwaite. It's going to be blocked down by Stadler. Alicia grabs the rebound. into the hands now of Cammie Breckman. Here come the Broncos back the other way, trailing by the score of 5-0. Breckman into the forecourt. Breckman stops here, left side of the lane. Gets it out to a Brittany Wong between the circles. Directs some traffic, dribbles behind the screen. Now lobs it inside to Laurel Zwiener. Her turnaround jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound to Brittany Lohrs. Lohrs has got the ball for Doan down the far sideline. Get the ball ahead now to Braithwaite. Lobs it into the lane to Eupenia. And her shot is up and in. Eupenice scoring there for Doan. And it's a 7-0 ball game. And now Jeff Dittman calls a timeout. Madra Eupenice scoring there for Doan. And that's a timeout. Hastings, 15 minutes and 46 seconds to play. Here in the first half, the score is Doan 7, Hastings nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College trailing here in women's college basketball. It is 7-0. The Broncos have went almost 5 minutes without scoring here in this ballgame. Here's a Cammie Breckman with the ball. Comes out to a Brittany Wong out in three-point territory. Dribble penetration. Stops at the free throw line. Gets it over to Quincy King on the wing as she works against Lohrs. Takes it down to the baseline. Now back out on the wing. That's a Breckman. Dribbles into the lane. Bounce pass down low. Goes to Zwiener. Her shot no good. Rebound Stadler. Follow shot is up and in. So Hastings now going with both Zwiener and Alicia Stadler in the ballgame. The Broncos go almost 5 minutes without scoring, 4:45 to be exact. And it's now a 7-2 ball game. The Tigers out on top here in this one. Cheryl Braithwaite with the ball goes inside. Here's a Eupenice. Her shot is up there. It's going to be a no good. And the rebound is brought down there by Zwiener. Zwiener gets the ball now to a Quincy King. King hustles into the forecourt, stops here, left side of the lane. Out to a Brittany Wong. Lobs it down low to Stadler. Shot no good. Tip tries up and in by Zwiener. Laurel Zwiener scores. She had a good ball game the other day down in that Kansas tournament down at the Tabor Classic. Zwiener had 15 points and 8 rebounds in the ball game against Tabor on the opening night. Hastings back to within 3 points, 7-4. Here's Eupenice, and her shot is up and in. Madra Eupenice scoring there. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, and now we got another traveling violation on Hastings, bringing the ball up the floor. That was Quincy King. Called for the traveling violation. That's 6 turnovers now on the Broncos. Alicia Stadler is going to come out. Here comes Raylene Bushow into the ball game for Hastings now. Bushow is a 5'11" senior out of Blue Hill. Bushow had a good ball game as well down there. That's a Tabor Classic. Had 22 points in the ball game against Sterling. Hit 8 out of 9 shots. Here's Eupenice, and her shot is up and in again. Madra Eupenice has been averaging only 7 points per ball game for Doan this year. She's got 8 already in the first 6 minutes of this ballgame. It's 11-4. The Tigers have the lead over Hastings. Here's Breckman, drives the baseline, puts it up there and scores. Cammie Breckman scores for Hastings, and the Broncos now back within 5 points. 11-6. Women's college basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Here's Brittany Little with the ball now. They come out into three-point territory. Now they work it back outside. Here's a long-range jumper. It's put up there, no good by Braithwaite. The rebound comes down to Raylene Bushow of Hastings. So Braithwaite misses the long jumper, and Raylene Bushow picks it up here for the Broncos as they come back into the offensive scoring zone. Alyssa Thompson down in the ballgame as well for Hastings. Here's Cammie Breckman. Her shot is up and in. Breckman hits one inside the free throw circle. She's got a couple of field goals now and 4 points. Hastings back to within 3. It's 11-8. Here's a Braithwaite with the ball on the wing. They go on the high post. They dump it down low again to Eupenice, and her shot is up and in. She's fouled in the play. The foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Cammie Breckman. That's going to be her first. And Madra Eupenice will go to the free throw line now for Doan. Eupenice is a 6'1" junior. She comes to the Tigers from Latavia. So Eupenice to the free throw line is 73% foul shooter in the season. Tigers have a 5-point lead again at 13-8. And the free throw is up there and in. So Eupenice with a 3-point play. She's going to check out now. And coming back into the ball game will be Nicole Starnes. So it's 14-8. The Tigers out on top of the Broncos here tonight in women's college basketball. Now Doan will play things in. Raylene Bushow has got it down the near sideline. They get it to Brittany Wong into the offensive scoring zone. Wong dribbling on the right side. Now dumps it off inside to Bushow. She mishandles the ball, goes out of bounds. Bushow was in a hurry to get a shot away because nobody was around her for Doan. And in the process, lost control of the ball, goes trickling out of bounds. That is the seventh turnover on Hastings College so far in the ball game. 14-8 is the score. The Broncos down here in this one. Lohmeyer has got it on the wing on the left side down to Starnes. Starnes bounce pass into the lane again. Down that lane is Ortmeyer. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought out of there by Hastings. Alyssa Thompson with a rebound. Thompson gets the ball now to Brittany Wong. Wong dribbling out here in the three-point territory. Goes over to Quincy King. King, dribble penetration to the free throw line. Lobs it down in the corner on the left side to Wong. Back out to Quincy King, left side of the lane. Dribbles into the paint. Puts up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound Bushow. Her follow shot no good. Bound for the rebound. It's loose and it's picked up there by the Tigers. Doan has got the ball. Here's the Callie Beller is into the ball game now. Brings the ball up for Doan. Goes on the high post again. Dribbling down the lane is going to be Ortmeyer. Her shot is no good. And now we got a foul and a rebound. Ortmeyer trying to grab her own rebound there after the missed shot. And she's whistled for the personal foul. So Christine Ortmeyer picks up the foul. Here comes Stadler back into the ball game. Here comes Courtney Spahn back in. 12:15 to play here in the first half. It's 14-8. Tigers have the lead. The Broncos went 4 minutes and 45 seconds without scoring to start off the ball game. Hastings trying to battle back here. Alyssa Stadler gets the ball now to Courtney Spahn. Spahn will bring it across the midcourt stripe here with a right-handed dribble. Gets it now to Brittany Wong at the elbow. Left side on your shot is up and in. Brittany Wong scores for Hastings. That's her first field goal. Wong is now averaging 6 points per ball game for the Broncos. Hastings back to within four. It's 14-10. Doan back with the ball on her offensive end. Carlson has got it right at the free throw line. Comes over here to Starnes. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Works against Stadler. Can't go up for the shot. Goes to Carlson. Now back outside. Top of the key to Beller. And we got a traveling violation on Beller. She was working out top against Brittany Wong. Whistle for the traveling violation. That's the first turnover on the Tigers here in the ball game. And now Hastings can slice into the lead right here. 11:43 to play in the first half, 14-10. Tigers have a four-point lead. Here's Wong with the ball, dribbling in backcourt. Right-handed dribble, approaching the midcourt stripe. Steps it into the offensive zone down the far side. Doan matching up man-on-man. Out on her face is Ashley Daly. Now she gets away, dribbles inside, and goes for the hole and scores. Brittany Wong has now got 4 points in the ball game, and now Tracy Fairbanks wants to call a timeout. 11 minutes and 26 seconds to play now. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Doan 14, Hastings 12.
Follow the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and area and state athletes and teams in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Click on HT Media for live streaming of sports events at Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Silver Lake, and Kennesaw. The Hastings Tribune is a proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Women's men's basketball doubleheader as the Broncos get back into the Great Plains Athletic Conference season here tonight. 14-12 is the score here. Hastings College has got a two-point deficit to make up. The free throw line is Starnes. Dribbles down the lane. Spins against Stadler. Puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked down by Alicia. Ball recovered by Stadler. Gets the ball down to the far sideline to McDermott. Down to Wong. Drives for the hole and she's fouling the play. So Brittany Wong will go to the free throw line now for the Broncos. The foul is going to be called in Callie Beller. That's going to be her first. That's only the second team foul in the Tigers here in this first half. 11:08 to play until halftime. 14-12. The Tigers out on top. Brittany Wong to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. Wong is a 70% foul shooter on the season. She is now 25 out of 35 from the free throw line. Hastings is a team ninth in the conference in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in foul shooting. Hitting 68% from the line. Second shot is up there. It's good. So Brittany Wong hits the first two free throws for the Broncos tonight. She's going to check out now. Frankie Peterson comes back in there. The Broncos have come back to tie things up at 14 points apiece. Doan got out of the gates with the first 7 points here in the ball game as the Broncos went 4 minutes and 45 seconds without scoring. Hastings has now come back to tie things up at 14 points apiece. The Broncos staying in their man-to-man defense. Doan back into the offensive zone. Braithwaite behind the screen, takes it down the left side of the lane, stops, puts up a shot, partially deflected by Alicia Stadler. It's picked up by Stadler. Her pass is deflected out of bounds. Nicole Starnes getting her hands on it there for the Tigers, but Hastings will play things in. Broncos have a chance to grab their first lead of the ball game right here. We're tied up at 14 points apiece. Spahn, long pass down the floor. Frankie Peterson grabs it. She goes for the hole. She's pushed from behind. No foul called. Misses the shot. Rebound comes down to Lohmeyer. Tigers run her back the other way. There's a Braithwaite now to Ashley Daly dribbles into the lane. The ball poked out of her hands, out of bounds. It's going to be Doan ball. Last touch by the Tigers. Actually, last touch by the Broncos. It'll be Doan playing things in. On the near sideline. Clear down in the corner is Cheryl Braithwaite will play things in for Doan. 10:40 remaining here in the first half. We're tied up at 14 points apiece. Here's a Brittany Lohrs back into the ball game now. Goes inside to Braithwaite. Her shot is up there. She banks one home. Cheryl Braithwaite banks one home. She is the leading scorer for the Tigers, averaging 13 points per ball game, the 10th leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So Doan goes back out on top with a score of 16-14. Broncos with the ball. Frankie Peterson trips out here, falls down to the hardwood. Gets the ball down in the hands of Bruckman as he drives for the hole, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Frankie Peterson fell down with it, but no traveling violation. Got the ball in the hands of Cammie Bruckman, who took off for the hole, and now she's fouled in the play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Braithwaite. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Tigers. Non-shooting situation. It'll be Hastings playing things in. That's Statler with the ball. Her shot no good. Right in front of the basket. Alicia Statler misses that one. Rebound comes down to Lohrs. Into the forecourt now to a Braithwaite. Braithwaite back out to a Brittany Lohrs. She'll call a play out here. Cammie Bruckman, the Silver Lake product, right on her face defensively for the Broncos. Braithwaite dribbles once, moves to her left, fires up a three. Ball is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down by the Tigers. And now we got a whistle, and being out of bounds with the ball is Madra Upanis. So she's out of bounds. These things will play things in. Cammie Bruckman comes out. Here comes Brittany Wong back into the ballgame. 16-14. Hastings trailing by 2 points here in the ballgame. Broncos have the ball, coming back the other way. Courtney Spahn, right-handed dribble, now switches hands as she drives it to the left side of the floor. Comes over here to the near side. That's going to be Peterson. Gets it inside to Stadler. Puts a move on. Puts it up there left-handed. Her shot no good. Ball tapped out of there, and the foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called on Stadler of Hastings. That's going to be her first. That's team foul number two on the Broncos here in the first half. Non-shooting situation. And Doan will play things in. 9 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the first half. The Tigers have led this baby from the opening tap. 16-14 is the score. Doan has got the ball. Lohmeyer, bounce pass inside. Upanis puts on a move over Stadler. Shot is up there. Good. Nice up and under move there by Madra Upanis. She has now got 13 points here. She's got 13 out of the 18 points for the Tigers, and she didn't even start the ball game. We're approaching the 9-minute mark. 18-14. Tigers out on top. Here's a Brittany Wong with the ball. Gets away. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Puts up an off-balance shot down there on the baseline. But a foul is going to be called. And Wong will go to the free throw line. Braithwaite picks up the personal foul for Doan. That's going to be her second. That's team foul number four on the Tigers. Going to the free throw line again will be Brittany Wong. Hit a couple of free throws just a minute or so ago as Wong looks up there, puts up the shot and hits that one. She's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. Brittany Wong, the 5'3" and sophomore out of Carmichael, California. Into the ball game now is Natalie Corris for Doan. As Corris comes in there, a 5'6" freshman out of Lindsay, Nebraska. Here's the next shot is good, so Wong has hit all four free throws for the Broncos tonight, and Hastings back within 2 points. 18-16, Doan out on top by two. Tigers have the ball, shooting to our basket to our right here in the first half. Here's a Lohmeyer, picked up there by Courtney Spahn of Hastings. Lohmeyer goes inside, and another foul is going to be called. This one is going to be on Stadler again. That's going to be her second, trying to poke the ball away from Madra Upanis, and she picks up the personal foul. That's her second. She checks out now, and here comes Raylene Bushow back into the ball game for Hastings College. 8:51 remaining here in the first half. Hastings trailing by the score of 18-16. Upanis again in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's off the right side. No good. Tap try. No good. Rebound Frankie Peterson. Peterson takes it to the right sideline to Brittany Wong. Hustles into the forecourt for the Broncos. Hastings can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. There's Peterson. Goes inside. It's over the head of Raylene Bushow out of bounds. Hastings has turned the ball over for the 8th time here in this first half. Broncos are averaging 20 turnovers per ball game. So it's 18-16. The Tigers have the lead here as they will play things in. Bringing the ball up is going to be Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer, right-handed dribble. Crosses the midcourt stripe here. Now goes over to Brittany Lohrs. Hastings staying with a man-to-man defense. Wong is right on her face defensively. Upanis goes inside again. Here's a shot taken by Ortmeyer that's no good. And it's going to be a traveling violation on Ortmeyer, trying to put a move on inside against Raylene Bushow. And she's whistled for the traveling violation. Two turnovers now on the Tigers. Hastings playing the ball in. Brittany Wong gets away down the right sideline now, drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the layup. Rebound, Upanis. hits the ball away to Brittany Lors down the left sideline. Lors goes on the high post. That's Ortmeier. Ortmeier drives against Spahn. Her shot is up. There's no good and a foul called. That's going to be Christine Ortmeier now going to the free throw line. The foul is going to be called on Courtney Spahn. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number four on the Broncos here in the ballgame. And Christine Ortmeier goes to the free throw line for the Tigers, the 5'9 junior out of West Point, Nebraska. Ortmeier, the second leading scorer on the team, averaging 11.1 points per ball game, grabbing 3.1 rebounds per game. And a shot is up there, it's going to be good. Doan now 2-for-2 on free throws tonight. Here comes Cammy Breckman back into the ball game for Hastings. Courtney Spahn checks out. Doan now with a 3-point lead is 19-16 Tigers. As Ortmeier throws up her second free throw, that one is up there, it's good. So Doan back out to a 4-point lead. Again, the Tigers scored the first 7 points of the ball game here tonight. Here's Cammy Breckman inbounding the ball. It's off with the fingertips of Bushaw, but it's picked up now by Breckman running back for Hastings College. Breckman gets it to a Brittany Wong. She'll set things up for Hastings out here in 3-point territory. Bounce pass comes over here to a Cammy Breckman again. Breckman now out to a Sophia McDermott who's into the ball game. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. McDermott tries to drive it against Lors. Stops to the free throw line. Bounce pass inside. Raylene Bushow goes up. Her shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Ortmeier. Ortmeier clears it down the right sideline. Natalie Kors with the ball. Goes back to the far side as they get it to Lohmeyer. Now down on the baseline to Upanese. Her entry pass into the lane is going to be deflected away from Ortmeier and is picked up here by Cammy Breckman. Breckman runs over a defender and a foul is going to be called. Breckman runs over Brittany Lors down there driving the ball to the basket. And Cammy Breckman gets hit with her second personal foul. A second foul on Cammy Breckman, a charging foul there, taking the ball to the hole against Brittany Lors. 7:22 to play here in the first half, 20-16. Doan has got a 4-point lead. Tigers have the ball. Lohmeyer goes inside now as they get it into Ortmeier. A scoop shot is up there and in. Christine Ortmeier with another up and under shot there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points, and the Tigers go back out on top, 22-16 here in the ball game. Cammy Breckman has got it down in the corner now to a Quincy King. King goes out on top to Brittany Wong out here in 3-point territory. Works against the man-to-man. Wong dribbling with the ball. Takes it to the right side now. Reverses and comes back over here to Quincy King. Traveling violation. Quincy King, a little ball fake, a little hop in her step there. And she creates the 9th turnover on Hastings College here in this first half. The Broncos have not played well at home this season. We're off to another ugly start here. Trailing in the ball game on a score of 22-16. As Doan comes back with the basketball now. They're working inside again to Ortmeier. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball ripped out of there by Alicia Stadler. Stadler gets into the right sideline now to Brittany Wong. Right-handed dribble. As Hastings has got the ball back in their offensive end. Wong dribbling with the ball. Takes it to the top of the key. Swings it left side now. Quincy King with it. King still out here in 3 points here. It's 15 left in the shot clock. Brittany Wong has got it. Dribbles to the free throw line. Stops there. Back out to Sophia McDermott. McDermott looking to penetrate. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Here's a pass deflected into the backcourt. Picked up by Brittany Lors. She drives, shoots, and scores. Broncos turn it over for the 10th time here in the first half. Brittany Lors turns that one into an easy bucket at the other end. And we've got a timeout from Hastings. 6 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the first half. It's Doan 24, Hastings 16.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
We're tied at 14 points apiece. The Tigers have gone on a 10-2 run. And now they've got the advantage over Hastings by the score of 24-16. Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 24-16 is the score. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Broncos have the ball. Here's a Brittany Wong with it out here in 3-point territory. She dribbles over on the right side, works against the Brittany Lors, reverses the ball, gets it to Sophia McDermott. McDermott at the top of the key, looking to penetrate, can't do it. Goes over to Wong, 9 seconds on the shot clock. Down on the baseline, Raylene Bushow. Her reverse layup is up there, it's no good. Rebound is loose, it's going to be saved here by Hastings as the Broncos have got it back out to Quincy King. Her shot from three is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Brittany Lors. Lors runs it back the other way for the Tigers. Has got it on the wing, now to Ortmeier at the free throw line. Her shot is up there, it's good. Christine Ortmeier hits it, and Hastings College is down by 10 points, 26-16, with 5 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the first half. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now for the Tigers. Here's a Quincy King with it. Down the left sideline for Hastings, looking to attack this defense. Out to Brittany Wong in three-point territory. Wong gets it back into the hands of Quincy King. Ball high above her head, goes in a high post there to Alicia Stadler. Now to Wong, back inside. It's going to be out of bounds. Wong trying to get it down on the baseline to Raylene Bushow and threw it wide of the target, out of bounds. 11 turnovers on the Broncos. Hastings with 11 turnovers and 16 points. 26-16. Hastings down by 10. 4:48 to play. There's a pass cross court nearly intercepted there by Stadler. It's knocked out of bounds by Alicia. It'll be Doan playing things in off of the far side. The Tigers come in, a record of 4 wins and 10 losses on the season. They are 2-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, again playing over the holidays out in St. George, Utah. Split a couple of ball games, losing to William Penn University, 83-59, and then beating the College of St. Mary's by 30, 95-65. Back into the conference here tonight against Hastings. There's a pass to the left side. It's going to be intercepted by Stadler. That's the fourth turnover on Doan. Into the forward court now. They get it to Frankie Peterson for three. Her shot is up and in. Peterson left alone out here in three-point territory. And finally, Hastings gets one to go down. 26-19. Hastings back within seven. 4:23 to play here in the first half. Here's Ashley Daly with the ball. Daly circles around, takes it to the left side of the floor. Entry pass is going to be intercepted by Stadler. Ball is knocked loose. It's picked up here. Picked up here by the Tigers. Here's a long-range jumper that's going to be no good by Coors. Rebound comes down to Frankie Peterson for Hastings. Peterson gets the ball into the hands of Wong, and a foul is going to be called. Natalie Coors picks up the personal foul for Doan. That is going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Tigers here in this first half. 4 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Hastings down by a score of 26-19. Brittany Wong has got the ball now. Left-handed dribble for Hastings. Goes over to Frankie Peterson. Peterson holds it. Goes down in the corner. That's McDermott. Fakes the three. Dribbles up high on the block. And they get it inside to Alicia Stadler. And she's going to be fouled into play. So a foul here is going to go on Nicole Starnes. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Tigers. So still no free throws. It's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball. Baseline left side. Underneath their own hole. They go to Alicia Stadler behind a Laurel Zwiener screen. And she scores. They get her the ball. And Alicia Stadler gets the field goal here. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. It's now a 26-21 ball game. Hastings down by 5 points. Ashley Daly with the ball. Goes to the free throw line. Now the basketball is going to be stripped away. It's picked up by Hastings. Sophia McDermott drives the length of the floor. Shoots and misses. And the rebound comes down to the Tigers. Nicole Skolnick has got the rebound for the Tigers. Comes into the forecourt. Here's a jumper put up and in by Beller. Callie Beller scores for Doan. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and the Tigers have a 7-point lead, 28-21, with 3 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the first half. Laurel Zwiener will inbound the ball down to Sophia McDermott, races it into the offensive zone. Now McDermott waits for the rest of her teammates to get up here. Here's a Brittany Wong with the ball, across the top to Frankie Peterson, holds the ball, top of the key, goes down in the corner on the right side is Sophia McDermott. Now to Peterson, dumps it down to Lewis Stadler, grabs it, shoots and scores. Stadler now with 6 points in the ball game, 28-23. Broncos down by 5, 2:48 to play here in the first half. Brittany Lors has got the ball. Lors to Skolnick now. We're at the free throw line. Goes over on the wing, the left side. To Daly. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener of Hastings. Now the pass right sideline to Brittany Wong. Wong comes over here to Frankie Peterson. Entry pass again to get it down to Stadler. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball tapped out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. That's touchdown there by Skolnick of Doan. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Raylene Bushow. Stadler will check out. Coming in now for the Tigers will be Madra Upanese. She's got 13 points in the ball game tonight. 28-23. Hastings down by 5 points. Broncos will inbound. Frankie Peterson, short jumper from 10 is going to be no good. Bushow tipping the ball out of there and is finally recovered by Upanese for the Tigers. Madre Yupanis gets the ball now in the hands of Beller into the forecourt, deep in the left corner. Daly, your shot for three, no good. Yupanis had the rebound, had it knocked out of her hands there by Peterson, and Doan will play things in. 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Hastings has not led yet in this first half. Broncos went 4-45 without scoring to start off the ball game. Doan built a 7-point lead. Tigers now have the ball as they play it in. We got an offensive foul call that's going to go on Christine Orkmeyer, setting an illegal screen out here as they were trying to inbound the ball. So that's the second foul in Christine Orkmeyer, team foul number 7 on the Tigers, but Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Zwiener gets it in the hands now of Raylene Bushow. To Brittany Wong down the right sideline. Wong will stop here at the top of the three-point circle, direct some offense over there. Hastings trailing by 5 points. There's McDermott from the baseline. Her shot won't go, and the rebound comes down to Orkmeyer of Doan. Orkmeyer gets it in the hands now of Beller. Beller comes to the near sideline to Daly. Entry pass to Orkmeyer. Spins in the lane. Now kicks it back out to Daly. Top of the key. Here's Skolnick. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener of Hastings. Laurel Zwiener gets into the near sideline now to Brittany Wong. Wong hustles into the forecourt. Right-handed dribble. The Broncos down by 5. 28-23. Brittany dribbling on the ball. Comes out now to Frankie Peterson. Entry pass to get it to McDermott at the free throw line. Moves to her left. Fires up a shot and scores. First field goal of the ball game for Sophia McDermott. Hastings back to within 3 points, 28-25. Doan had a 26-16 lead there just a couple of minutes ago. There's a Skolnick with the ball on the right sideline. They get it inside. No Orkmeyer, her short jumper is up and in. Christine Orkmeyer hits a short jumper there. No pressure from the Bronco defense whatsoever, and Orkmeyer cans that one easily. 30-25. Hastings down by 5 points, around a minute to play here in this first half. There's Brittany Wong with the ball for the Broncos. Goes over to McDermott, fakes the three, dribbles to the elbow, puts up a shot and hits it. Sophia McDermott with back-to-back field goals there for Hastings, and the Broncos back to within 3 points. 30-27, 45 seconds to play there in the first half. Skolnick goes to Beller, now inside to Orkmeyer, double team, triple team, gets the ball away to Yupanis, dribbles down the lane. We got a jump ball called there as the Laurel Zwiener gets her hands in there and ties up Madre Yupanis. The possession arrow pointing in favor of the Tigers, so Doan will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Down to the scorer's table, Quincy King. She's going to check in for Brittany Wong. 34.5 seconds to play in the first half. 30-27, Doan has got a three-point lead. Hastings will inbound. Frankie Peterson will get it down to Sophia McDermott. And McDermott hustles into the forecourt for Hastings with a right-handed dribble. Takes it to the right side of the floor. Now reverses it, gets it over here to Frankie Peterson. Holds it 35 feet away from the basket. Peterson now to Quincy King. King dribbling to her left. Stops. Comes out now to Sophia McDermott. McDermott still about 35 feet away from the basket. 10 seconds on the shot clock. 11 on the game clock. Behind a screen from Zwiener. Moves it down the right side of the lane. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked into the corner. Picked up by Peterson. Her shot is up there. No good. And that's a shot clock you heard there. And now the rebound Doan and the time expires. So it's 30-27 here at halftime. You heard the shot clock expire with about a second to go, and then the rebound was by Doan, and the time runs out here in the first half, and the Tigers will have the lead at halftime over Hastings College. Broncos 3-5 at home this season, and Hastings trailing in the ball game here to the Doan College Tigers in women's college basketball. The score at halftime, it's Doan 30, Hastings 27. You're listening to Bronco basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American Revolution.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College trailing the Doane College Tigers here tonight in women's college basketball to score 30-27 at halftime. Doane scored the first 7 points of the ball game. Hastings went 4-45 without scoring to begin the ball game. They were plagued by turnovers. Doane eventually got out to an 11-4 lead there early in the contest. Hastings came back to tie things up at 14 points apiece. But then the Tigers going on a 12-2 run. And with 5 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the first half, Doane had a 10-point lead at 26-16. Hastings has cut that lead down to 3 points here at halftime. And the Tigers have the advantage by the score of 30-27. Hastings hit only 34% of their shots in the first half. Broncos were 11 out of 32 from the field for 34.4%. Hastings 1 out of 3 on three-pointers for 33%. And the Broncos hitting all 4 of their free throws. Doane did not shoot too much better. It was the Tigers hitting 13 out of 33 from the field for 39%. The Tigers just 1 out of 7 from behind the arc for 14%. And Doane was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Hastings out rebounding the Tigers 24-17 in the first half, including 8-4 on the offensive end. Hastings with 12 turnovers in the first half of play, 7 for the Doane College Tigers. But again, Doane has got the lead over Hastings. The score is 30-27. Brittany Wong leading the way for Hastings so far. Wong has got a couple of field goals, and she is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Alicia Stadler has got 3 field goals. She's got 6 points, and boy, she's missed a ton of shots inside. Sophia McDermott has knocked down a couple of 2-point field goals. She's got 4 points. Cammie Bruckman has got 2 field goals and 4 points. Frankie Peterson has hit a tray for Hastings here in the first half, her only score of the ball game. And Laurel Zwiener has got a field goal and 2 points. Doane is being led by Madra Upanice. She has got 13 points in the ball game. She's got 6 field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. She's the only player in double figures. Doane has got 6 players that have scored so far. Christine Ortmeyer has got 3 field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for her 8 points. Ashley Daly has got a 3-pointer for her only score in the first half. 2 points for Cheryl Braithwaite. She's the leading scorer on the team, averaging 13 points per ball game. She's got 2 so far here in the first half, but her team is leading by 3. Callie Beller has got a field goal and 2 points, and Brittany Lors has got a field goal and 2 points. So the score at halftime, the Doane College Tigers out on top of Hastings by the score of 30-27. Stick around. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up next on 1230 KHIS. And then Tyson Ervonik will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. At the second half, just minutes away. Again, our score at halftime, it is Doane 30, Hastings 27. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
Your KHS Scholar Athlete of the Week is men's basketball player Jason States. Jason is a senior from North Platte, Nebraska, majoring in pre-med with a 3.5 GPA. On the court, he is a two-year varsity player. He has played in 13 games this year, averaging 3.1 points a game and 1.5 rebounds. And last year in the classroom, Jason got one of the honors of being named an NAIA Scholar Athlete. So congratulations to Jason States being named this week's KHAS Scholar Athlete of the Week. The Scholar Athlete is presented each week by TNL Irrigation, solidly supporting the youth and young adults in our community.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boris Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Shop Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR. That's 463-5667. Boris Floors in Hastings is also your Oric vacuum cleaner dealer.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight. We're at halftime here at the Hastings College basketball game. Joining me this evening is Acting Vice President for Academic Affairs Ann Fairbanks. And we're not quite into second semester, but Hastings College has a very special, very unique term. It's known as J-term or interim. Talk a little about J-term.
Well, J-term is something that Hastings College was among the first colleges and universities in the country to adopt, and it has worked really well for us. We have now had a thriving J-term for a little bit more than 40 years. And what the J-term allows us to do is to have unique learning experiences for students, kind of concentrated. And during J-term, each student signs up for just one class and concentrates on that. So that enables the student to really get into a topic in a way that the student would not be able to if the student had other classes as well. Also, it's a chance for us to really enrich the curriculum and offer special things that we would not be able to offer during the long term. And for instance, our visiting professor, Bob Hall, who is a famous graphic designer and comic book artist, can be here for a few weeks to teach this class on comics and the graphic novel. But we would not be able to have him here to teach a class, say, three times a week during the long semester. And we find that the J-term is a wonderful kind of companion learning experience to what happens during our long semesters, where the student takes more classes and kind of divides his or her attention among several or many topics. And so we just find that for us it works really well.
Yeah, I just, for instance, when you mentioned Bob Hall, back when I took the first January term class, I had the sports reporting and writing with Brian Rosenthal, and he was the interim professor there, and it was just so cool because I looked up to Brian for several years. You know, he's the beat writer for the Huskers, and here he was teaching my class at Hastings College, and it's just one of the many advantages that J-Term has.
Exactly, yeah. And it really does allow us to add various enriching experiences since it is concentrated into several weeks.
Yeah, and students really get excited about this. It's not really your everyday grinded out type of thing in the classroom. This is really fun and exciting. And I remember that I absolutely hated when it had to end. When is J-Term wrapping up at Hastings College?
The last day of the term is that last Tuesday in January.
Well, Ann, thank you so much for joining me on the Hastings College Spotlight, talking about J-Term, wherever January term takes you, to a country, across the globe, or in the classroom right on campus. It is sure to expand your world. Thank you so much for joining me on the Hastings College Spotlight.
Thank you.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Women's basketball tonight. Hastings trailing Doan by the score of 30-27. We'll have that men's game coming up for you at 8 o'clock here tonight. Hastings College again in the first half of play, turning the ball over 12 times in this contest against Doan. The Tigers getting a great performance from Madra Upanese. She has got 13 points and 3 rebounds already in the ball game. She did not even get the start tonight for the Tigers. Brittany Wong is leading the way for Hastings. She has got 8 points. Leading rebounder for Hastings so far is Alicia Stadler. She's got 8 boards, 2 on offense, 6 on defense. And the leading rebounder for the Tigers through the first 20 minutes was Brittany Lors. She's got 4 rebounds in this basketball game. But Doan getting out to a 7-0 lead in the ball game. Eventually 11-4 early in the ball game. Hastings came back to tie things up at 14 points apiece. Doan then went on a 12-2 run. They go out on top by their biggest margin at 26-16. And now the Broncos have come back to hold in 3 points at halftime. It is 30-27 in favor of Doan. Again, a busy night in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan is playing in Fremont against Midland University. Morningside is at Dort. Mount Marty will be at Sioux Falls tonight in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Dakota Wesleyan is at Northwestern and Doan here against Hastings. Here are the top teams on the women's side of things in the GPAC right now. Northwestern at 6-0, Morningside at 5-1, Sioux Falls at 4-1, Briar Cliff is at 4-2. Then you've got Mount Marty at 3-2. Those are the only teams that have winning records right now in the conference race. Doan, Concordia, Hastings, Dort, Nebraska Wesleyan, Midland, and Dakota Wesleyan are all subpar as we enter the second half of the season as we flip the calendar to 2011. So play is back in. Doan has got the ball to begin the second half of play. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's up and in to get things started. A three-pointer by Cheryl Braithwaite. She was quiet in the first half and only 2 points in the ball game. She averages 13 of the season, but she takes the first shot here and hits a three-pointer from just to the right of the circle. And just like that, the Tigers are out on top. By the score of 33-27. Hastings back with the ball now. Sophia McDermott to Cammie Bruckman, who gets the start here for Hastings in the second half. The former Silver Lake product dribbles to the free throw circle. Now stops there and goes over on the wing on the left side to a Brittany Wong. Wong, they get it inside. The ball poked away from Stadler. The ball's going to be picked up here by Lors. That's turnover number 13 on Hastings in the ball game. Here come the Tigers back now. Braithwaite fakes, drives the baseline, puts it up there and scores. Cheryl Braithwaite now has 7 points in the ball game. Just like that, Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. 53 seconds into the second half, Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. 19:07 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Doan 35, Hastings 27.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
1230 KHAS.
19:07 to play in the ballgame. Hastings trailing Doan by the score of 35-27. Broncos inbounding the ball here, but it was slapped back out of bounds on the far sideline. So Cammy Breckman will try it again. Doan has scored the first 5 points here of the second half on a three-pointer and a two-pointer by Cheryl Braithwaite. 35-27, the Tigers have the lead. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball for Hastings. Wong stops left side of the circle, goes to Frankie Peterson. Ball high above her head over there. Frankie puts it on the floor now, dribbles down the right side of the lane, puts up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound Stadler, follow shot good. That's the ninth rebound for Alicia Stadler, her first, fourth field goal in the ball game. She's now got 8 points, and the Broncos back within six. 35-29, Hastings trailing here in the ball game. Here's Daly off of the baseline, shot no good. Rebound Doan has it slapped. It's loose. It's on the floor in the lane. Now we got a jump ball called. 3-4 players hit the deck, and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow pointing in favor of the Broncos, so that'll be a break there for Hastings. As the Broncos have come back with the basketball, trailing by 6 points. As bad as Hastings has played here in this ballgame tonight, they're still trailing only by six with 18 and a half minutes to play. Here in the contest, 35-29. Here's a Cammy Breckman with the ball to Frankie Peterson on the wing. Lobs it inside the ball, poked away from Stadler. It's loose, it's picked up by Daly. Another turnover on Hastings. Ashley Daly with the ball. Moves it over on the wing on the right side now to Lohmeyer. To Daly. Comes in the near side, threw it over the head of Lors, but it's picked up by Braithwaite on the sideline. Now to Brittany Lors as she works there against Wong. Dribbles to the free throw line, bounce pass down low. A shot is up there, won't go, and a foul called. They got it down to Nicole Starnes, and she's fouled in the play by Frankie Peterson. First foul on Peterson, first team foul on Hastings here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line for Doan will be Nicole Starnes. Starnes, a 35% foul shooter in the season, but she hits this one. She's now 8 out of 21 from the free throw line this year. As Nicole Starnes, the 5'11" sophomore out of Ashland, Nebraska, will toe the mark for her second one. It's in the air. The shot is good. High arcing free throws right through the hole. And it is now 37-29. Doan has got an 8-point lead over Hastings in women's college basketball tonight. There's Courtney Spahn with the ball for the Broncos. Spahn dribbles out to the top of the key, moves it over on the left side to Cammy Breckman. High ball, a ball high above her head. Breckman lobs it now to Alicia Stadler. Stadler spins in the lane, puts up a shot. It's too strong. And the rebound comes down to Lors. Brittany Lors runs her back the other way for Doan. Tigers can take a 10-point lead here with a 2-point field goal. Here's a Lohmeyer with the ball. Comes out into 3-point territory. Ortmeyer, or rather a Braithwaite dribbling inside, has it poked away. It's picked up here by Courtney Spahn. That is the third turnover on the Tigers. Brittany Wong with the ball for Hastings off of a screen. They get it to Spahn, dribbles into the lane. Two-handed pass down low, and a shot is up and in by Alicia Stadler. Courtney Spahn gets the assist. Alicia Stadler gets the field goal. 10 points in the ball game now for Stadler. 37-31. Hastings down by six. Brittany Lors comes across the top now to Lohmeyer. Now to Braithwaite. Out to Lohmeyer again. Right side of the wing. That's Brittany Lors. Moves it down on the baseline to Daly. Back out on top. Here's a three-pointer by Braithwaite. It's right through the hole. A three-pointer there by Cheryl Braithwaite. She has now got 10 points in the ball game. 8 of those have come here in the first couple of minutes of the second half. Now the Tigers have built a 9-point lead over Hastings. It's 40-31. Here's Courtney Spahn with the ball. Inside again to Stadler. Grabs it, shoots, and scores. Stadler now with 12 points in the ball game, and again, Courtney Spahn gets the assist. 40-33. Hastings down by 7. It's Doan now with the ball. Brittany Lors dribbles to the free throw line. Stops there. Gets it into the hands of Lohmeyer. Now down in the baseline is Starnes. We got a whistle and a traveling violation on Starnes. That's 9 turnovers now in the Tigers. Coming to the ball game for Hastings, we're going to see Taz Yorick for the first time. Also coming in is going to be Raleen Bushow. Bushow coming in there. And also Quincy King coming in for the Broncos. 16-13 to play here in the contest, 40-33. Hastings down by 7. Here's Taz Yorick on the break now, down the near sideline, and now we'll hold up with things here. Courtney Spahn, top of the key, moves it over to the left side of the lane, stops, comes out to a Cammie Breckman. She drives it down the left side of the lane, all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Ball being tapped around, and Breckman grabs it. Cammie has got it down in the corner now for Hastings. Holds it, now gets rid of it, comes out to Courtney Spahn, lobs it back inside to Bushow. Bushow underneath the bucket, goes up with a shot and hits it. Raylene Bushow hits her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 2 points now. The Broncos are within 5 points again. Doan 40, Hastings 35. We're down to 15:35 to play here in the ball game. Here's Upanese. Her shot is up there. It's going to be partially deflected by Bushow. And the ball is brought out of there by Cammie Breckman down the right sideline to Quincy King. King looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes out into three-point territory. Courtney Spahn brings it back to King. King hammers it inside. It's going to be poked away from Raylene Bushow. The ball brought out of there by Brittany Lors. Turnover number 15 on Hastings. The Upanese, her son is up there and in. Madra Upanese scoring there. She has now got 15 points in the ball game for the Tigers. 42-35. Doan out on top. Here's Cammie Breckman with the ball, top of the key, trying to force her way to the basket. Stops, goes down to the baseline. The push out and a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Hastings. That's 16 turnovers on the Broncos. 14:55 to play here in the ball game. The Tigers out on top by a score of 42-35. Here's Savannah Lohmeyer with the ball. Comes over here on the left side to Braithwaite. Her pass is deflected, and the ball is brought out of there now by Hastings. Courtney Spahn has got it for the Broncos. That's 10 turnovers on the Tigers. Courtney Spahn comes out to Cammie Breckman, top of the key. Now to Quincy King. Holds it on the wing. King looking. Now dribbles. Comes out to the top of the key. Now reverses. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Stops. Lobs it inside. Bushow grabs it. Shoots and scores, and she's fouled. Raylene Bushow gets the field goal for Hastings. She is fouled on the play. It's going to go on Lors. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 1 on the Tigers here in the second half. And Raylene Bushow goes to the free throw line. Melissa Thompson comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Cammie Breckman comes out. Thompson, a 5'11" sophomore out of Papillion. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Bushow. The rebound comes down to Doan. Brittany Lors. Down to Cheryl Braithwaite. Back out to Brittany Lors. It's 42-37. Hastings still down by 5 points in the ballgame. Right sideline, Lohmeyer. High post, Upanese. Back down to Lohmeyer in the corner. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Lors has got it. Lors for Doan. Dribbles back out into 3 point territory. Now to Braithwaite. The Upanese down on the baseline. Madra holds it. Here's a cross court pass. They get it to the right side. As they get it to a Braithwaite, she has it tipped away from her. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Doan basketball. Last touch there by Yorick of Hastings. End of the ball game for the Broncos now is going to be Stadler. Coming out is going to be Bushow. 13:54 to play here in the ball game. Hastings trailing 42-37. Doan will play things in. Brittany Lors has got it now, picked up by Taz Yorick. Lors moves it to the left side of the floor. That's going to be Daly with the ball. Daly moves it to the top of the key. Now to a wide open Brittany Lors. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good from three. Offensive rebound, Ortmeyer. Left side of the lane. Comes back out to the top of the key. That's Daly. Daly dribbles and gets it into the hands of Cheryl Braithwaite. Braithwaite now to Lohmeyer. Bounce pass inside to Upanese. Her shot is up there. She banks one home. Upanese scoring again for Doan. Oh, making her look like an All-American tonight. She's got 17 points in the ball game. She's been averaging only 7.1 in the season. Doan again with a 7-point lead. Here's Yorick. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Spahn tips the ball. It's loose. Stadler had it. It's now picked up by Upanese of Doan. So the Tigers have the ball and a 7-point lead. We're down to 13 minutes to play. Brittany Lors, the Daly bounce pass mishandled by Upanese and is picked up here by Quincy King. That's 11 turnovers. And now Daly picks her pocket and her shot is up and in. Daly scores there. Ashley Daly for Doan picks the pocket of Quincy King. And it's now a 46-37 ball game again. A 9-point lead for the Tigers. Hastings back with the ball, and they throw the basketball away. A turnover on Hastings. That is 17 turnovers on Hastings in the ball game. 12 minutes and 42 seconds to play The Broncos are trailing the Tigers by a score of 46-37. Hastings is going to be on the road on Saturday. The Yankton, South Dakota, will see the Lancers out of Mount Marty. Broncos trying to take care of business here tonight, but trailing. And now here's a turnover on Doan. A pass from the right wing when sailing over the head of Upanis. A turnover on the Tigers. There, a pass thrown there by Daly. That's 12 turnovers now on Doan. Hastings has got the ball back. Chances sliced into this 9-point deficit, 46-37. Here's Courtney Spahn at the free throw line. Spahn holds it now to Yorig. Goes inside to Stadler. Shot is up there. She banks one home. Alicia Stadler has got 14 points, 14 of the 39 for the Tigers, or for the Broncos. The Tigers with a lead by 7. Here's the ball. It's going to be tipped into the backcourt. It's picked up by Brittany Wong. Wong drives for the hole. Shot is up there. It is no good, but she's fouled in the play. So Doan turns it over. Brittany Wong got the steal. She is fouled on the play here by Callie Beller of Doan. That's going to be her second. And going to the free throw line now for the Broncos will be Brittany Wong. Wong has got 8 points so far in the ball game. Has not scored since halftime. Wong's free throw is up there. It's good. She is now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Here comes Cammy Breckman into the ball game now for Hastings. Going out is going to be Taz Yorick. Hastings now trailing by 6, 46-40. As Brittany Wong toes the mark for her second one, it's going to be off of the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down to Christine Ortmeyer of Doan. Now to Little, who's back into the ball game. Little goes down to Upanis down there in the corner. Robs it back out into three-point territory to Callie Beller. Beller down to a Little on the baseline, picked up by Courtney Spahn. Out to Daly, right side of the floor now. Daly looking, feeds it inside to Ortmeyer, and she's hit from behind, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Alicia Stadler. That's going to be her third. So three fouls now on Stadler at the 11:42 mark of the ball game. And it's going to be Doan inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own hoop with a six-point lead. They get into Upanis there at the free throw line, puts up a shot over Wong. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes out to Courtney Spahn. Spahn has got it for Hastings down the left sideline, brings it back to the center of the floor. The Broncos on the attack here, trailing by 6. Brittany Wong dribbling against Daly, moves behind a screen from Stadler, now drives for the hole, her shot no good, and she's fouled in the play. She is fouled in the play here. It's going to go on Brittany Little. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Tigers. Here in the second half of play, and going to the free throw line will be Wong. She hit her first 5 tonight, missed on her last opportunity. She's 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. She hits that one. Wong is 70% foul shooter coming in here. Hastings is a team hitting 68%, which is 9th in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings backed within 5 points, 46-41. Here comes the next shot. It's up there, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Upanis. So it's 46-41. Hastings down by 5 points. Broncos drop back in their man-to-man defense. Here's Beller with the ball. Beller moves it over to a Little. Now to the right sideline. They get it to Daly. Down low to Ortmeyer. Scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound to Spahn. Spahn down to Alicia Stadler. Gets it into the hands of Brittany Wong into the forecourt. Hastings trailing by 5 points, 46-41. Brittany Wong working out top here against Beller. Moves it to the left side of the floor. Gets it to a Melissa Peterson, or rather Melissa Thompson. Thompson moves it over on the wing to Cammy Breckman. Brockman lumps it inside down to Thompson. Her shot's going to be knocked down. It is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Melissa Thompson spins around and ran right into a Brittany Little, who knocked the ball out of her hands out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 10:44 to play here in the ball game. Wong gets it into Alicia Stadler, out to a Cammy Breckman on the far sideline. 2 seconds, 1 second on the shot clock, and we have a turnover. Here's Breckman drives inside, and the ball is brought down by the Doan College Tigers. So turnover number 18 on Hastings. Here's Ortmeyer at the free throw line. Hammers it down low. The ball deflected, picked up by Doan. There's a long-range jumper by Little. No good. Rebound loose. Courtney Spahn is rustled to the floor, and a jump ball is called. Spahn is tied up there by Brittany Lors of Doan. 10:22 to play in the ballgame. Hastings trailing Doan by a score of 46-41. Tigers will play things in. Brittany Little has got it in her hands for Doan. Comes way out on top to Brittany Lors. Picked up there by Bruckman of Hastings. Lors comes over here on the near sideline to Little. Now inside the free throw circle to Ortmeyer. Her shot is no good. Little grabs the rebound. gets away. Little goes to Ortmeier now at the elbow. Moves it back outside to Braithwaite. Shot for three is no good. Rebound, Ortmeier goes back up. Her shot is up and in. Christine Ortmeier scores. She's got 10 points in the ball game, 48-41. Now the ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings ball. Nicole Starnes had her hands out there for Doan. Knocks it back out of bounds, so Hastings will play it in here in backcourt. Doan attacking all over the floor here. 10 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing by seven. It is 48-41. Courtney Spahn has got it now for the Broncos. Hastings has not led in this ball game. They've been tied a couple of times. Doan got out to a 7-0 lead, but Hastings has not led in this entire ball game. We're down to 9:40 to play now. It's 48-41. Now we got a 2-to-the-whistle away from all the action. It's going to go on Hastings again. A personal foul called on Melissa Thompson underneath the basket there. That is the first foul on Melissa Thompson, team foul number 3 on the Broncos here in the ball game. So Doan has got the ball in a 7-point lead. It is 48-41. Here come the Tigers with it now. Brittany Lors dribbles across the midcourt stripe here. Hastings stays with a man-to-man. Right side, Brittany Little gets away. Pass to the high post, knocked away from Ortmeier. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Doan basketball. Here comes Ashley Daly back into the ball game now for Doan, replacing Christine Ortmeier. 9:25 to play, 48-41. Tigers have a 7-point lead. They will play it in, and Starnes wasn't looking for it. It's brought down by Hastings. So a turnover on the Tigers. Starnes was open right in front of the basket there. She wasn't looking for the ball, and a turnover on the Tigers as Hastings comes back with it now. Trailing by seven, here's Courtney Spahn. Hammers it inside to Thompson. Now to Statler. She goes for the hole. Her shot no good, and a foul called. A foul is going to go here on Brittany Lors. That's going to be her second. That's going to send Statler to the free throw line now for Hastings. Statler, 14 points in the ball game. She's a 78% foul shooter on the season, which is 10th in the conference. Her shot is up there. She misses that one. Statler, the number 4 scorer, the number 1 rebounder in the G-Pack this week. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It is good. So Alicia Statler hits 1 out of 2. Statler now with 15 points in the ball game. End of the ball game now for Doan is going to be Kaylin Carlson. Carlson comes in, and Brittany Little will go to the bench. 9 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the basketball game. The Tigers out on top of Hastings now by 6 at 48-42. Brittany Lors moves it to the right sideline. That's Braithwaite. Dribbles once. Comes over here to Daly. Daly now to Brittany Lors on the right sideline. Lors puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Braithwaite. Wide open for three. Takes the shot and misses. Long rebound. Braithwaite grabs it. Drives it down the lane. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Shot is up there. No good. And a foul called. They got it into the hands of Starnes. And she'll now go to the free throw line for Doan. Foul into play here by Hastings. It's going to go on Raylene Bushow. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos here in the second half. Nicole Starnes to the free throw line, 2 of 2 so far tonight. Make it 3 of 3 as that one goes down through the hole. Starnes came in here only a 35% foul shooter. She was 7 out of 20 on the season coming in here, but she's hit 3 in a row. Here comes the next one. There's a high arcing shot. It's good. Straight through the hole. She's 4 of 4 from the line tonight. Doan is back out to an 8-point lead. It is 50-42 Tigers. 8 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in this one. Courtney Spahn with the ball for Hastings. Hustles across the midcourt stripe. Now to Cammie Bruckman. She's hit from behind, and a foul is called. Bruckman is hit. She is knocked down in the play, and a foul is going to be whistled on Braithwaite, who also went down in the hardwood. That's going to be the third foul on Cheryl Braithwaite. 50-42. Hastings down by 8 points here in this one. There's a Brittany Wong with the ball. Finds a seam, drives to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Brittany Wong, an off-balance scoop shot there. Found a little seam in the defense and took it right down the right side of the lane and bounces one off of the glass and down through the hole. And now Wong goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a 3-point play. That is the third personal foul on Brittany Lors. Wong to the free throw line for Hastings. Dips the knees. Shot is up there. The shot is no good. So it's 50-44. Hastings College is down by 6 points here. We're down to 8.5 minutes to play in this ball game. Doan has got the ball. Braithwaite moves it down on the baseline. Down to the Carlson. Rainbow pass comes back out on top to Lors. Takes it to the free throw line on a dribble. Now a bounce pass to the right side to Braithwaite. Back inside. Braithwaite, her shot is up and in. Braithwaite now with, 12 points in the ball game. Doan has got an 8-point lead. The Bronco defense has not been very good here tonight, 52-44. Here's a Cammie Bruckman with the ball. Bruckman on a high post, down to Stadler. The Wong, right side of the lane. Wong comes out to Bruckman, wide open. Long range jumper good. Foot was on the line. Cammie Bruckman rattles the rim up there. 6 points now for Cammie. It's 52-46. Hastings back within 6 points. Still plenty of time. 7.5 to play. Lowers on the high post to Carlson. Moves it down low. Here's a shot to be blocked by Stadler out of bounds. They got it down there to Star, and she goes up for the shot, but Elisa Stadler gives her a sandwich. Knocked right back into her face, out of bounds. So Daly will play things in now for the Tigers. Still 18 on the shot clock. They get it to Braithwaite. Back outside here to a Carlson. Lobs it out to Lohrs. Now to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. Brittany Lohrs hits an off-balance shot there for the Tigers. She's got 4 points in the ball game. 54-46. Hastings trailing in the ball game, and now the Broncos turn it away. Stepping over the end line was Courtney Spahn. She stepped over the end line, inbounding the ball. A turnover on the Broncos. That's number 19. Here comes Sophia McDermott into the ball game for Spahn. So it's 54-46. Doan has got the lead. Brittany Lohrs has got the ball. Has it tapped away here from McDermott. Lohrs picks it back up on the right sideline. Bounce pass goes down to Braithwaite, down in the corner on the right side. That's a Brittany Lohrs getting away. Her shot inside the free throw circle is going to be an air ball. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up and in. Nicole Starnes. Starnes right underneath the basket grabs that one. A gift, and she puts it through the hole. And now the Tigers matching their biggest lead of the ball game. It is 56-46 with 6:49 to play. Here's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good there by McDermott, which he's fouled in the play. Personal foul is going to go on Starnes. That's going to be her second. And it's going to be Sophia McDermott to the free throw line. She has not been there yet tonight, but she's a good foul shooter at 84%. She misses that one. Frankie Peterson coming in. Here comes Breckman to the bench. 6:48 to play. Doan has matched their biggest lead of the ball game at 10 points. They led 26-16 at the 5:18 mark of the first half. That was 6:49 to play here in the ball game. They're trailing 56-46. We're talking about the Broncos. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It is good by McDermott, 56-47. So here comes Brittany Lohrs back for the Doan College Tigers. Lohrs bounce pass to the right sideline. As a Braithwaite with the ball. Braithwaite down to Starnes. Toes just outside the three-point arc here at the top of the key. Starnes gets it into the hands now of Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer goes over to Braithwaite. Frankie Peterson right in her face defensively. There's a pass to Lohrs now. Dribbles down the lane. Has it knocked away. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Doan ball. There comes Taz Yorick into the ball game now for Hastings. Coming into the ball game for Doan is going to be Ortmeyer and also Upanice. Madra Upanice checking back in there. 56-47. Hastings College down by 9 points. The Broncos have not led in this ball game. We've been tied a couple of times, but Hastings has not had the lead in the entire contest. Brittany Lohrs has got the ball here for Doan out near the midcourt stripe. Taz Yorick picks her up defensively. Bounce pass inside to Ortmeyer. Shot is up there. It's no good. Stadler tips the ball, and now we got a foul called. A personal foul here. I think it's going to go on Stadler. Nope. It's going to go on Ortmeyer instead. Christine Ortmeyer for Doan picks up her third personal foul. And that's going to be the 18th foul in the Tigers, so this will be a one-and-one situation now. One-and-one situation for Hastings, and Stadler should go to the free throw line. That's the case as Alicia Stadler goes to the line here for Hastings. She's one out of two from the line tonight. She's got 15 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's good. She'll get the bonus. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Got the men's game between Doan and Hastings coming up next. 56-48. Next shot is up there. That one is around the rim and down. So Stadler hits a pair. The Broncos are back to within 7 points at 56-49. We're down to 6:08 to play here in the ball game. Lohrs has got to the near sideline to Lohmeyer. The Upanice out here in three-point territory. Madra gives it up now. She gets it into the hands of Braithwaite. Still 14 on the shot clock. Brittany Lohrs picked up by Taz Yorick. Hastings stays with a man-to-man defense. There's Braithwaite driving the ball against Peterson. Goes up for the shot. It's blocked out of bounds. Alisa Stadler with another block there for Hastings. Swats that one out of bounds. So now Doan will play things in with 6 seconds left in the shot clock. And now Doan wants to call a timeout. The Tigers want to talk things over. 5 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Doan 56, Hastings 49.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Good high school basketball game for you tomorrow night. Hastings St. Cecilia boys taking on Gretna. Both of those teams ranked in their respective classes in the top 10. Boys game tomorrow, 7:30 for the pregame show, 7:45 tip-off. All the action here on 1230 KHIS. Doan was looking to inbound the ball. But the official coming back in here, and they're going to make him do it over again. I don't think the clock was set as Doan will play it in just to the left of the basket down here on the baseline. They get it to Ortmeier at the elbow. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Stadler. Stadler gets the ball out of McDermott. McDermott on the flyer, hitting back the other way with a right-handed dribble. Al holds up here out in three-point territory. There's a Frankie Peterson. Now to Stadler inside. Wheels takes it down to the baseline. Traveling violation. 20 turnovers on Hastings here in the ballgame. Spahn comes in. Here comes Frankie Peterson to the bench. 5 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the contest. Doan still out to a seven-point lead. It is 56 to 49. Here's Lohmeyer to Brittany Lohrs. Lohrs holding the ball behind Urich. Dribbles behind his screen. Lohrs comes over here to Lohmeyer. Bounce pass inside to Upanese. Her shot is up there. No good. One shot and out. Stadler with a rebound. Gets it out here to McDermott on the break. Now to Taz Urich. Shot is up and in. Taz Urich gets her first field goal of the ball game. The assist there to McDermott. 56 to 51. Tigers now with a five-point lead. Ortmeyer goes inside. A Braithwaite shot up and in. Cheryl Braithwaite scores on the assist from Ortmeyer. Braithwaite now with 14 points in the ball game for the Tigers. 58 to 51. Under 5 minutes to play now in the ball game. Taz Urich has got the ball for Hastings. He's going to drive the ball down the right side of the lane. Stops. Now hammers it inside. Poked away from Stadler. Off of the fingertips of Braithwaite out of bounds. Spahn is over here as well for Hastings. Last touch by Braithwaite of Doan. So the Broncos will play things in. 15 on the shot clock from the near sideline. Courtney Spahn gets it in now to Sophia McDermott. Moves it to the left side of the floor. McDermott out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top to Yorick. Your shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball poked out and the foul is going to be called. Raylene Bushow picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be your second. 58 to 51. The Tigers have led this baby from the opening tap. Doan comes back with the ball. Savannah Lohmeyer into the forecourt now for the Tigers. Gets it to Braithwaite. Now back inside. Here's a scoop shot up there. No good by Ortmeyer, but she's fouling the play. Ortmeyer will now go to the free throw line. She's fouling the play here. Bushow picks up her third personal foul. So now Bushow and Stadler each with three. Ortmeyer to the free throw line. She's got 10 points so far tonight. Two out of two from the line. 58 to 51 is the score. Here's a shot. It's up there. It's good. She'll get one more. Hastings College men's game coming up next. Hastings and Doan scheduled tip-off time at 8 o'clock. Bushow comes out. Here comes Brittany Wong into the ball game now for the Broncos. 59 to 51. The Tigers have built an 8-point lead now. The biggest lead of the ball game has been 10. Once in the first half, once in the second half. There's a shot that's up there and in. Stadler was in the lane too soon there. Actually, it was Upanese. They were both there. Now Tracy Fairbanks said maybe it was Alicia in the lane too soon there, but they're going to rule that one. Upanese was in the lane, so they wiped that one away. So it's 59 to 51. The score here is a shot up there by Spahn. It's going to be no good. Long rebound is poked out of here. It's picked up by Hastings. That's a Brittany Wong. Wong keeps it alive here. Now Courtney Spahn dribbles to the elbow, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good, but she's fouled in the play by Ortmeyer. Ortmeyer picks up her fourth personal for Doan. And now going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Courtney Spahn. She has not scored tonight. Courtney She's been averaging 12 points per ball game this season for Hastings, but she's been shut out here tonight. Rough night for Courtney. 78% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. That one is no good. She will get one more. Here comes Daly back into the ball game for Ortmeier. The Doane College Tigers with the lead over Hastings. It is 59-51. Women's college basketball with 4:02 to play now here in the ball game. Courtney Spahn will go back to the line here for Hastings. The 5'9" junior from Mesquite, Nevada, just north of Las Vegas. Misses the second free throw as well. And the ball is brought down by Brittany Lores of Doane. So it's 59-51. Tigers have an 8-point lead and the basketball. Braithwaite drives the baseline. Her shot's going to be blocked down again by Stadler. Ball is loose. The scramble is on. 3-4 players at the deck. Jump ball called. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it. Alicia Stadler with a couple of block shots here in the second half. Hastings down by 8 points, 59-51. Doane applying pressure here in backcourt. Broncos will inbound. Spahn gets it to Alicia Stadler, now to Courtney Spahn, and she'll bring things up. Right-handed dribble, switches hands now. She comes into the offensive zone. Goes over to a Taz Yorick. Free throw line extended left side. Now between the rings. That's a Brittany Wong to Sophia McDermott. Down in the corner to Spahn. Long-range jumper is put up there, an air ball. Rebound loose on the far sideline. Picked up by Wong. Lobs it inside to Stadler. Shot is up and in. 19 points in the ball game now for Alicia Stadler. 59-53. Upanese with the ball now for the Tigers. Puts up a shot from the free throw line. It's good, and she's fouled. Madra Upanese scoring there for the Tigers, and she's fouled into play by Stadler. Stadler now with 4 personal fouls for Hastings. Upanese will go to the free throw line here for Doane. She's now got 19 points in the ballgame, 9 field goals, and she's 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Doane has got an 8-point lead. There's a shot from the line. It's up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound is loose, and it's picked up by Spahn. So Courtney Spahn has got it. Hastings trailing by 8. Now with 3 minutes to play here in the ball game, Sophia McDermott with the ball for the Broncos. McDermott now to Taz Yorick at the top of the key. Taz holding on to it. Now dribbles. Taz Yorick moves it to the far sideline, and Brittany Wong hesitates. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Her shot is up there. Top of the right side. No good. The rebound comes down to Doane. They lose it to the near sideline. Picked up by Brittany Lores. So the Tigers have the ball in an 8-point lead. 61-53. Here's a pass rocketed inside, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Stadler. The fans don't agree with that one. Doane is going to play things in. They signal the Tigers' way. Here's Nicole Starnes into the ball game now for Doane. Coming out is going to be Upanese. So Doane will play things in. There's a Lohmeyer, now to Brittany Lores. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 2:38 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing 61-53. Here's a Braithwaite out here in three-point territory. Now moves it to Brittany Lores. Lores beyond the three-point arc. Over on the right side again to Braithwaite, looking to penetrate. Now a traveling violation is called on Braithwaite. Trying to take it to the hole there against the Stadler and whistle for the traveling violation. And now head coach Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. The Broncos want to talk things over. 2 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. It's the Tigers 61 and the Broncos 53.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
On the road with the Broncos on Saturday, Hastings will play in Yankton, South Dakota against the Lancers out of Mount Marty. The women will play at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. The guys will go at 4, and we'll have both games as usual here on 1230 KHAS. Pre-game show with the coach will go at 1:45 on Saturday. Broncos and the Lancers right here on 1230 KHAS. 61-53. Hastings down by 8 points. Hastings has not had the lead in this entire ball game. Trailed by 10, 26-16, with about 5 minutes to play in the first half. They get the lead to 3 at halftime, 30-27. Doan again had a 10-point lead here in the second half at 56-46 with 6:49 to play. 4 minutes later, it's 8 points at 61-53. Broncos will inbound here in backcourt. This is going to be Brittany Wong bringing the ball up now for Hastings against Braithwaite. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Bounce pass down to McDermott right at the top of the three-point circle. McDermott down to Spahn. 4-3. Her shot is up there. It's too strong. Ball is loose in the lane. Wong has it for Hastings, and now she's tied up in the play. A jump ball is going to be called, and Doan will get it. On the alternating jump, the Tigers will get it. We're down to 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Boy, the Broncos can ill afford to lose another conference game here. They're already sitting at 2-4 on the season in the GPAC. Brittany Lohrs has now got it for the Tigers down the right sideline. They get it to Daly. Daly holds it right at the top of the three-point circle. Tries to drive it now against the Yorick. Instead, hands it back out to Brittany Lohrs. She moves it on the dribble out near the midcourt stripe here against Brittany Wong. Now behind the screen. Lohrs dribbling with the ball. Still six seconds on the shot clock. Lohrs back out to Daly. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Stadler grabs it. Stadler's got it for Hastings. 90 seconds to play. Broncos trailing by 8 points. Here's McDermott with the ball. McDermott back inside to Stadler. Backs up. Puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked down. Foul called. A foul is going to go on Starnes. That's going to be her third. And that's going to send Alicia to the free throw line here for Hastings. Stadler has got 19 points in the ballgame. Brittany Wong, also in double figures. She's got 12 for the Broncos. The points have been tough to come by here tonight against this Doan defense. Stadler back to the line. She's 3 of 4 so far tonight, and she misses this one. She'll get one more. She was mauled in the act of shooting. Cammie Breckman comes back into the ballgame now for Hastings. Here comes Quincy King in. 61-53, Hastings trailing. Here comes the next shot by Stadler. It's good. 61-54. But now Doan has got the ball. Here's a Brittany Lohrs working in backcourt against Wong. Brittany gets it into the forecourt, gets it in the hands of Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer now here on the left side to a Braithwaite. Back out on top to Daly. Hesitates, moves it to the free throw line. Not a Braithwaite. Out to Lohrs, and she's called for the traveling violation. Doan is trying to run some clock over there, and Brittany Lohrs is whistled for the traveling violation. That is 16 turnovers on the Tigers. 107 to play in regulation, 61-54. Doan has got a 7-point lead, but the Broncos now have the basketball. Here's Sophia McDermott with it now. Drives it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's good. McDermott scores, and now we've got a timeout. Hastings has cut the lead back down to 5 points at 61-56. And we've got 1 minute to play in the basketball game. We will take a break. The Broncos call the timeout. 1 minute to play in the game. We'll take a break with a score. Doan 61, Hastings 56.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Rocky basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS in the women's ball game. For the guys coming up here at 8 o'clock, Doan trying to knock off Hastings here tonight. The Broncos are 3-5 this year on their home floor. The home cooking has not been good for the Broncos. They're going to inbound the ball. And here's Brittany Lohrs now. Brittany Lohrs takes it to the right sideline to Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer takes it down to Braithwaite. Her pass across the lane. It goes right through the fingertips of Upanese out of bounds. Doan had the numbers back here. They broke that pressure. And the Tigers turn the ball over for the 17th time here tonight as Braithwaite goes across the lane left to right, right through the fingertips of Upanese. And now it's a 61-56 ball game, and Hastings has got the ball now with 49 seconds to play. McDermott drives the ball all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Stadler. Shot's blocked and a foul called. A foul here is going to go on Upanese. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's the 10th team foul plus on Doan here in the second half. But nevertheless, Stadler with two. Her shot is up there. It's good. Stadler now with 21 points in the ballgame. Hastings College is now trailing by four. Broncos staying in this, baby. 61-57 is the score. Now with 43 seconds to play. Alicia will have one more. Her shot is up there. She hits that one. A pair of free throws. 61-58. It's a one-possession ball game now with 40 seconds to play. Here's Doan with the ball. Pass intercepted. Intercepted by Quincy King. A turnover on Doan. Quincy King goes inside. Established spins. Puts up a shot. Good. And a timeout. Hastings back within 1 point. So some turnovers down the stretch here by the Tigers. And now with 30 seconds to play, Hastings is back within 1 point. We will take a break with a score. Doan 61, Hastings 60.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. The Doan College Tigers have led this baby from the opening tap. And now we are down to the final seconds of the ball game. They have turned the ball over the last two times down the floor, and Doan has seen their lead diminish to 1 point. Now it's 61-60. Alicia Stadler has got 24 points in the ball game for Hastings, far from her season high of 32 that she put up against Iowa Wesleyan earlier this season. But the Broncos have not played a real spectacular basketball game here tonight, but all of a sudden we look up on the old scoreboard and it's a 1 point ball game with 30 seconds to play, 61-60. And Hastings will be back here on defense, pressing in the backcourt. Doan will play things in. Savannah Lohmeyer holding the ball here as she works the baseline. Lohmeyer looking to play it in. She finally does to Braithwaite. She works against Wong, and a foul is going to be called here on Brittany Wong. The first foul on Wong. That's going to be team foul number 7. On the Broncos, so now we're going to have some free throws back here at the other end of the floor. Doan is last in the conference in free throw percentage. As a team, they're hitting only 65% of their free throws. To the free throw line will be Cheryl Braithwaite. She's hitting 71% herself. Braithwaite has not been there so far tonight. 33 out of 46 on the season. Her shot is up there. It's off of the back iron and straight up in the air and down through the hole. It is now 62-60. Doan now with a two-point lead. Braithwaite will have one more shot here. And that one is up there. It's perfect. And now Tracy Fairbanks wants to call a timeout. So Doan now wants to call a timeout with 29 seconds to play. We'll take another break with a score. The Tigers 63, the Broncos 60.
Sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
9 seconds to play. 63-60 is the score. Doan has got a 3-point lead. I don't know if I mentioned it or not, but Tracy Fairbanks, the head coach for Doan, expecting a baby here the next few months. What a ball game to coach here, huh? 63-60 is the score. Hastings with the ball. We'll see if they go for a 3-pointer right off of the bat here. Courtney Spahn into the forecourt for Hastings. On the dribble, comes over to Wong, mishandles it, but it gets it under control. Brittany Wong dribbles it to the elbow. Back outside to Sophia McDermott behind the screen. McDermott's still with it. Out here at the top of the key. 11 seconds, 10 seconds. They go inside to Stadler. Stadler's shot in the wind is going to be no good. And the ball brought out there by Brittany Lors, and a foul is going to be called. Hastings got the ball right in front of the basket there to Alicia Stadler. Her shot would not go, and a personal foul is going to be called here on the Broncos. We're going to have some free throws at the other end. Hastings was working for the three-point shot there, but really Doan covered up that three-point arc. Hastings did not get a good look out there, so they decided to take the ball inside to Stadler. She misses, and now Brittany Lors will go to the free-throw line. Lors goes to the free-throw line with 5.4 seconds to play. It's 63-60. Lors puts it up there. The shot is good. She is an 87% foul shooter, and that gives Doan a 64-60 advantage here in this one. That might have been the final nail in the old coffin here for the Broncos. Here comes Brittany Lohr's, her second one. That one rims off, no good. Rebound Stadler, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. King down the near sideline. King launches up a three. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and that's the ball game. The Doane College Tigers come to Hastings and beat the Broncos here tonight in women's college basketball. Final score, Doane 64, Hastings 60. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Follow the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and area and state athletes and teams in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Click on HT Media for live streaming of sports events at Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Silver Lake, and Kennesaw. The Hastings Tribune is a proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. The Doane College Tigers come to Hastings and beat the Broncos in women's college basketball tonight. Final score, Doane 64, Hastings 60. The Broncos now 9-9 on the season. They are 2-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doane improves to 5-10 on the season. The Tigers are now 3-3. Doane scored the first 7 points of the ball game here tonight. Hastings went about 4 minutes and 45 seconds without even scoring in the contest. Doane eventually got out to an 11-4 lead in the first half. Broncos came back to tie things up at 14 points apiece. Doane then went on a 12-2 run to go out on top 26-16 with about 5 minutes to play in the first half. Hastings closed the gap to 3 at halftime, 30-27. Doane again got out to a 10-point lead in the second half at 56-46. The Broncos late in the ball game started forcing some turnovers. Eventually got it down to 1 point at 61-60 with 30 seconds to play. But then Cheryl Braithwaite goes to the free throw line, hits a couple of free throws to make it 63-60. Brittany Lohr is then hitting a free throw with 5.4 seconds to play to make the final margin of victory at 64-60 tonight. So the Broncos drop this one in women's college basketball to the Tigers here this evening. Hastings getting 24 points in the ball game from Alicia Stadler. Alicia had 6 points in the first half, came back with 18 points in the second half. So Alicia Stadler, 24 points in the ball game. Brittany Wong had 12 points. 7 points for Sophia McDermott. 6 points tonight for Cammie Bruckman. 4 points for Relian Bushow. 3 points for Frankie Peterson, 2 for Taz Yorig, and 2 for Laurel Zwiener. Again, Stadler, 24 points in the ball game. Brittany Wong had 12 for Hastings College. Leading the way for the Tigers here tonight was Madra Upanis. She had 19 points in the ball game. She's the girl that's been averaging only 7 on the season. So Madra picks up 19 points in the ball game here tonight for the Tigers. 16 points for Cheryl Braithwaite, 11 for Christine Ortmeyer. The other scores for Doane, 6 points for Nicole Starnes, 5 points for Ashley Daly, 5 points for Brittany Lohrs, and 2 points for Callie Beller. The Doane College Tigers win it tonight over Hastings in women's college basketball. The final score, Doane 64 and Hastings 60. The Broncos will be on the road on this Saturday. They'll be in Yankton to take on the Lancers at Mount Marty. Stick around. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHS. We'll take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll check in with Lance Creech the head coach of the Hastings College men's basketball game, as Bronco basketball continues tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings, or online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.